Cape Talk. A worldview from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Adam Gilchrist is our correspondent in London, giving us the worldview. How are you doing this morning, Adam? It is a beautiful Monday morning here in Cape Town. We've got wonderful light. How are things in London?
Likewise, beautiful morning, lots of sunshine, temperature is reasonable.
Yes.
Well, it's chilly now, but later it'll be reasonable.
Same.
No, all is good, thank
we
you.
We love to hear it. Unfortunately, we kick off with Ukraine. A school has been bombed out.
Well, yeah, this is very distressing what's happened, isn't it? That we know there were people sheltering in this school, in this small village. 90 or so people were inside, and only 30 have made it out. So putting two and two together, that's 60 or so people have lost their lives. An attack condemned worldwide as a war crime. It was a school. People were sheltering from the bombing, for goodness sake, when a bomb struck. There is an ongoing search of the rubble, but frankly, I can't think there's much hope. This, as Vladimir Putin gets set to preside over a huge military parade in Moscow, marking victory over the Nazis in the Second World War. So on the one hand, you've got Russia celebrating a victory from 77 years ago over Nazi attacks. Then you have Vladimir Putin claiming that he's carrying out a anti-neo-Nazi operation. And so all the tanks, rocket launchers, missiles that we will see in the parade in Moscow are actually being used in anger about 750 kilometers away. That's all it is. I don't know. It just feels like you can't play it both ways, Mr. Putin. But he seems to be doing that because is he not just essentially a dictator? I don't understand how Russia allowed themselves to go backwards from democracy to dictatorship, but they did. And this is what's happening.
They weren't all the way. They weren't all the way left. You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't. It wasn't a difficult swing because it's democracy. But this guy's been in power. Like he had to step away as prime minister in order to break up his consecutive leadership terms. You know.
Yeah, and he kept basically giving himself new powers, and all his cronies have okayed it, and so therefore the Russian people get less and less of a say.
Quite.
I don't know. There are plenty of countries who might have had a revolution before that happened.
I mean, El Salvador might be one of those. Talk to us about their crime crackdown.
Yeah, they've got a right problem in El Salvador, one of Central America's more dangerous destinations. 20,000 people have been arrested in a month because of an upsurge in gang violence. There were 62 murders in one day. I think last weekend there were 80 murders across the two-day weekend. So new police and army powers have been brought in, maybe necessarily so, which means you can be detained without charge for 2 weeks. But also, there's a weird offshoot to this. They have now basically carried out a crackdown on people with tattoos. Now, what we know is that some tattoos are gang-related. This must be true around the world, frankly. But in El Salvador, the numbers 13 and 18, even in Roman numerals, are known to be a problem and can land you in jail. 13 is the gang symbol of an El Salvador gang called Mara Salvatrucha, and 18 is a global symbol, a neo-Nazi symbol for Adolf Hitler, because the one is for A and the 8 is for H, hence 18 for Adolf Hitler, which I confess I think is weird. And why would anyway, any tattoo and police might think you're a gangster. And apparently hundreds of seemingly totally innocent people have been arrested and detained without charge for at least a couple of weeks because they had a tattoo, even something saying mother or I love Lucy or something. It's extraordinary.
That's hectic. Something else. And then Jack Russell, speaking of hectic, you know, I've been trying to get a dog in my mind, I guess, because I'm not really doing much in my life. I mean, I speak to Mario every day. Mario's got like dog. He's had dogs his whole life. I've never had a dog in my life. And so I'm very nervous about finding.
Tempted, but nervous.
No. I want a dog. We've even had an interview with the SPCA here. And they were like, okay, Rafil, where? And now this is how you get a dog. But I'm very nervous about that final thing where I'm like, oh, he's going to pee on my shoes. I'm going to go to work. He's going to chew my couch. You know, I'm quite precious. And I feel like that is my preemptor to having a child, right? So if I can love a dog enough. But anyway, Jack Russells are the ones I'm definitely not getting. Everybody tells me they're so hyper, and I don't always want to go to take a walk. Sometimes I just want to watch series.
I know, but they might be high maintenance, but they are kind of cute and adorable and tenacious. And all that. But apparently, Jack Russell Terriers have become the latest army dog. I have to say, this has not been confirmed by anyone in officialdom because they don't talk about special forces. But the SAS are said to be using Jack Russell Terriers, and that there's a two-year-old terrier trained by the British Army called Patron, who's now on duty with Ukrainian forces, sniffing out bombs. 90 so far, we're told. Now, sniffing out bombs is one thing, but also going in on special operations. We know the Jack Russell was originally bred for fox hunting, so they're sort of cunning and quick and clever and tenacious and loyal. They're easy to carry, which is another reason why perhaps a mobile unit might want to take them in the army. And they are small, so it's hard for the enemy to target, which has again become a thing. But for anyone who's ever owned a Jack Russell Terrier, and I know several people who have, they are unstoppable and irrepressible and high maintenance, and boy, do you have to have lots of patience. But you know what? Why not? I think your life needs a Jack Russell.
I'm good. I have all the bounce and the arms that I need, but I can take a different dog. I've always wanted a French bulldog. So most of my career has been spent on planes, flying to clients, you know. So this is the first job where I have to wake up in the same town every morning, which is very weird. For the last 3 years, this is the strangest job I've had in 20 years, that I have to stay home to do my job. So weird. But I like a nice lazy dog, like a French bulldog. Like, bring me my supper.
Sensible dog.
Yeah, bring me my supper.
I'm with you.
Yeah, like a diva like me.
A dog that brings you your supper, it'll bring you an empty plate and not the rest of it.
No. Like, I bring it its supper. His supper. Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Sorry. Till tomorrow, Adam. Have a good one. Alrighty. Happy Monday. Cool bees.